Greetings to each and every one of us this morning. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
The text I'm about to use, I've used it when the distance forum was closed. Sorry, Glenn, you're going to hear it again. And the energy now, it's fading away slowly but surely. So there was no energy to start again something. But then as I was thinking about this, the Lord really encouraged me again to see the mandate that we have as his ministers or as preachers of the word. Please turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. And then we read verses 1 to verses 5 from the book of 2 Timothy. That is chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. The heading says, "Preach the word." I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myth. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. That's a call, and that's a mandate. Fulfill your ministry. I take it we all are familiar with this text. Maybe some of us, we have read it 20 times in our lives. Maybe it has touched us in various ways. And maybe it has reminded us of how wonderful the Lord is when it comes to his message. And maybe it reminds us how serious the preaching of the gospel is from God. Or maybe to some of us, it's just a message from the Bible. It's just one of the messages from the Bible. But quickly, let me share with you some few ideas out of this text which has encouraged me. Few years of ministry I've been in. Now, Paul, as a mentor and a father, we all know what I mean about that, to Timothy, writes this chapter, this final one, to encourage, instruct, and prepare him on how faithful and patiently he must fulfill his responsibility or his call. Now, as I was rethinking about this message, then the theme of the forum came into my mind very seriously, and I want to stick to that. Keeping with times and maintaining biblical integrity. Keeping with times and maintaining biblical integrity. When I first read this, or when I said this, quickly in my mind something came that maybe to others, when I speak about keeping with times and maintaining biblical integrity, maybe to others it means the error of the day will dictate what we must preach and how we must preach. Maybe to others it sounds like maybe we need to listen to the world and be able to preach according to the standard of the world. But that's not what I mean. What I mean is, be ready in season and out of season. Be faithful preacher of the word. Contextualizing the true message of God right through the changing of times. Now Paul says in verses 1, I solemnly charge you to preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. The term used here, it is like the term we normally hear in the court of law. We charge you with this crime or this criminality. This is how we charge you. But now in the case of Paul, he's not charging Timothy with crime, but he's charging him with a responsibility that is ahead of him. The responsibility of preaching the pure gospel of Christ. And that pure gospel of Christ, it's what he has elaborated in the rest of the book of Timothy, especially the previous chapter, chapter 3, when he spoke about the value and the authenticity of the word of Christ or of God. And now finally he charges him with a heavy responsibility of preaching sound and living gospel. I'm just wondering how many of us are still enjoying on our pulpits sound and living gospel of Christ. And I think with this charge of the gospel, now it is for Timothy to understand the preparation of his ministry, that his success in ministry, it's not based on the favor of people or how people look at him, but it is based on his faithfulness as a servant of the living God. Now there are a few things I want to share with you quickly from this text. And in a few minutes, I should be done. Now the first thing that we see from this text is, now Timothy, Paul charges Timothy to forever remember the value of his calling. To forever remember the value of his calling. Listen to this again. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom. And that sounds very serious, because first, Timothy was to understand that by being charged with the task of preaching and teaching the gospel, it is not only done in the presence of people, but it is done in the presence of God, who will hold him and each and every one of us accountable of the task in our hands. I charge you in the presence of God. In other words, remember, forever remember your calling as a preacher of the word of God. And again, he was to understand that the very same God who is holding him accountable for being faithful servant of the word is the one whom he is present. He preaches the gospel. You know, when I look at the first verse, I always ask myself, do I really understand the responsibility that God has given to me as a preacher of the word? Do I really understand the value of the gospel that God has placed into my hands? Now that is what Paul brings to Timothy. Understand your calling. Understand the value of your calling. Because it is not something that is done before the people only, but it is something that is done before the living God. And the very same God, he will bring judgment to you and to the rest of the world. And I'm just wondering how many of us preachers of the word are aware that one day Christ will come back and judge us. So it is very important that he remains faithful, or he remembers his calling, that it is not to please people or to say what is good to them, but to remain faithful to God, who will bring judgment of everything. And the second thing that we see from here, it's concerning the preaching of the word. Now Paul says, preach the
word. Preach the word. And this is a continuous thing. It is not something to be done now and it stops now. But it is something that has to continue. Now Timothy has to continue preaching the gospel. It's a non-stop thing. Preach the gospel. Not your dreams, not your stories, not the motivational talk. Preach the word. And this is a mandate. He is to forever hold with dignity and with fear of God. Preach the word. And that is what Paul has explained in the previous chapter, that the word of God, it's from him, it's breathed by him, and it is a valuable word, and it is worth it to be preached to each and every one of us. Now Timothy was to take the very same word and make it alive in the lives of those who will be hearing him preaching the gospel. And I have to say this, preaching the word, this is not an easy thing. Even then, even today, it was never an easy thing and it will never be an easy thing. Because the message entrusted to us, or the message we are required to proclaim, it's often difficult and offensive to many people. The Christ whom we are expected to proclaim always sounds offensive in the ears of many people. But Paul says to Timothy, preach the word without being contaminated, without being diluted. And on the one hand, the very same message, it's difficult to say it. The very same message or the very same Christ, he is an offensive message to many people. One of the preachers yesterday, I was surprised he opened from the very same text when we were in a meeting. Then he mentioned one thing. He said, if you mention Christ to some of the people and they quickly tell you, don't tell me about that man. I don't want him. I don't believe in him. But we are instructed to preach him, to say him out of confidence, out of our hearts, out of the love for him, because we are entrusted with this responsibility to preach Christ. And even if preaching the word, it is not an easy task, now listen to this, even if it is not an easy task or a popular thing, but one thing we need to know, it is a divine call for each and every one of us. And Timothy was charged before the Father and the Son to continue remembering the call to preach the living word. So it is us today. We are to preach the living word. We are also charged to preach the gospel, which is pure and clear. How I wish many of us sitting here and even out there, preachers of the word, to take to heart the weight of the gospel entrusted to us. Unfortunately, we love to entertain people with many styles of preaching or rhetoric styles. We want to amuse people with cleverness by making them feel comfortable within their sins. That even if I'm a sinner, God loves me, I can continue sinning. And those are the messages that we hear. But Paul says to us, preach the pure gospel. And the third thing, he was to remain faithful and be prepared in and out of season. Now the season, sometimes you might think of the yearly season, but then we don't speak about that now. But now Timothy was to preach the word regardless of what circumstances he found himself in. He was to prepare the true, or he was to preach the true gospel, no matter what the opinion of the hearers was, or the culture of the day was, or whether the preaching was tolerated or not tolerated. He was to be prepared in season and out of season. I've been part of some mission boards in life, and I've realized the mistake that many times we have done,
that when the gospel is not tolerated, when the culture of people of understanding God changes, now within the mission we will find a task team to go and research in the community and come back and say to the committee, these are the needs or the desires of the people, and see how the preaching changes, and we start preaching according to the needs. Not even the needs, actually. Preach according to what the people want to please them. The message says, be ready or remain faithful and be prepared in season and out of season. In regardless of what circumstances we find ourselves in regardless of the opinions of the people concerning the gospel of Christ, irrespective of people tolerate the message or what, we are to preach the living way. One of the people once said, the days of expository preaching, it's over. Biblical exposition, it's over. True theological preaching, it's over. It has become irrelevant. What we want to hear today, it's what tickles our ears. We want to hear what pleases our hearts. We want to hear how prosperous we can be in life. Times have changed. But the problem is, the Christ of yesterday is the same Christ today. And when one singer says, give me that old time religion, it simply tells us the gospel then remains the gospel today. The truth then remains the truth today. And we cannot contaminate the word of God, because the time has changed. The needs and the desires of people has changed, because what people want to hear has changed. We are to remain faithful. And I'm just wondering how many of us are not encouraged or stimulated to preach as according to the standard of the world. I'm just wondering how many of us move as according to what people want to hear on the pulpit. Because we are afraid to lose membership. One of my colleagues said a few years ago to me, if you continue like this, you will lose a lot of members. And that was a scary thing. I mean, losing members, honestly, means what? Losing part of your money. And what should I then do? Brush my messages and make it very easy to suit the standard of the people then. But what we see here, now Paul makes it very clear. Remember God whom we charged you before. He will bring judgment on you. So in other words, rather than be faithful before the face of the people, I rather be faithful before the face of the Lord. Because he will judge the living and the dead. The situation in South Africa now, in compared with many years ago, we see the appetite for the gospel has grown. Please listen to what I'm saying, don't get me wrong. But unfortunately, the appetite of the very same gospel, or the appetite for the gospel, that it is the gospel that brings pleasure, that brings joy, that brings ears, that says hallelujah to the pleasures of the world. That is the gospel people are crying and longing for, not the pure gospel of Christ. Not the gospel that brings the message that pulls us to repentance. And what do we see here? Be ready, whether times changes or times remains the same. Fellow brothers and sisters, how do you share the gospel? How do you share Christ to those around you? How do you proclaim the living Christ to your congregants, to your fellow family members, to your friends? Or maybe are you ashamed to say the gospel as it comes? And I have to say this. Keeping up with times and maintaining biblical integrity, it's not an easy thing. Yes, time changes. Our life changes.
Our cultural thinking changes. And the truth is, we are to appreciate change. But bearing in mind that Christ yesterday and Christ today and the message of the living God cannot be contaminated, but must always be contextualized in a faithful way. And that has been ready in season and out of season. To preach Christ, whether appreciated or not appreciated. The fourth thing that Paul raises concerning the church to Timothy, it's concerning the content of the message he is to preach. Now he says to him, rebuke or reprove, rebuke and exhort. Reprove, rebuke and exhort. This set the tone of the preaching expected from each and every one of us, as it was expected from the young man Timothy by then, to reprove and to rebuke and to exhort. One of the members said to me, if you discipline me here, the pool is big to choose from. But let me tell you, the hand of the Lord has got the way of finding you and pushing you to repentance. But we are to hold the word of God. And Paul says, with patient, actually it says with complete patience and instruction. Do what? Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. By reproving or correcting or convincing, we will be using the word of God intellectually, correcting wrongs in our lives and the lives of our hearers. That's what is expected of us. And by rebuking people's morals, we will be patiently showing people where they are wrong and the need for repentance. And finally, by exhorting or encouraging, we will be using the word to encourage people when they want to give up on life, when they want to give up on God, when they want to give up on church, to encourage them. As the book of Hebrews says, we must keep on encouraging one another as we see the days are coming. This means we are to speak to the minds of our people, the conscience of our people, and the hearts of our people. Through the living word of God and patiently. The fifth, which is the last one. Now Paul reminds Timothy and us today never to compromise true preaching of the gospel, even in difficult times. Verses 3 says, for the time it's coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. And always when I read this verse and I look at around myself where I'm staying, then I can see how much this verse is really alive today. For the time it's coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passion. And I think you can agree with me. This is really happening today. Whether in our churches, whether the church next door, whether from my colleague, we see it happening each and every day, this part. Just next to my house, early this year, I saw a small tent. And the good thing is, I can hear them as they preach, because it's not far from my house. I can hear them as they preach every morning, Sunday. They start 4 o'clock. I don't even put up my watch on to wake me up, because those people, they can stand up there from 4 o'clock Sunday morning until 4 o'clock in the evening. I don't know what they're saying, but they're saying something. And they will preach. And they start at 5. Today, I tell you, if you count those people, it's 10 times the members of my church. So that means there are about thousands and thousands And when you listen to the messages, you ask yourself, God, when are you going to come back? And please take us to be saved from such messages. But it is because people want to hear what pleases them. People want to go to the places where their hearts gain what pleases their hearts. What message are you preaching? What gospel are you preaching? What is it that you bring to the people each and every Sunday? And this is a serious warning to Timothy and to us. Time will come, and here in South Africa and in our vicinity, it has already come, when people will not want to hear the word of God. The time when sound doctrine will be out of season or out of fashion. Where people will just want messages which tickles their ears. How prosperous you're going to be. How the Lord is going to bless you. How the Lord is going to increase numbers and numbers of your blessings. Those are the things we want to hear. But the living gospel of Christ that pulls us to repentance, that calls us to Christ, that calls us to our knees before the front of the cross of Christ, we don't want to hear that. Because it is like a double-edged sword that enters our lives and makes us question who we are. Reality is that today generation, true preaching or teaching of the word sounds boring, irrelevant, it tastes sour and unwanted. All what we want to hear is blessings and how the Lord will continue blessing us. Brothers and sisters, as I come towards the end in Christ, are we able to keep up with times as they change? Are we able to keep up with the times and the thinking of people as they change? But remaining faithful in the preaching of Christ, are we able to do that? Or we are keeping in times as according to the standard of the world, just to make sure we keep the number of followers being appreciated as good preachers of the word? Or we are real preachers of Christ, who can one day stand before his face, and where he will invite us into his presence. Well done, my faithful servants. Come, dine with me. Or where he will be able to say, I have never known you. Go. Let us be careful on how we discharge our calling. For God will hold us accountable for all our actions. Be ready to preach the living gospel of Christ in all times under the new developments like the liberal theology, feminist theology, black theology, and many other theology that comes. I don't know what kind of them, but they come all, each and every day. Are they theology? I don't know. But they call him like that. Which continue pulling the attention of our people away from Christ or the true Christ because they fulfill what their worldly hearts desire. I close. As the Apostle Paul wanted Timothy to face the world prepared and ready to preach Christ crucified, he wanted him to proclaim the truth about sin, righteousness, and judgment. He wanted him to declare the full counsel of the living God. So is us today. Our mandate, our charge, is to preach the living Christ in season and out of season, whether times allow or time does not allow, whether the culture of thinking has changed or did not change. We are to preach Christ who died for our sins, because God will hold us accountable and he will bring judgment on each and every one of us when he finally comes. Amen.